With Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released data showing the level of community transmission in each of Iowa's 99 counties for COVID-19. This data shows the amount of new COVID-19 cases caused by transmission within the county rather than infections that can be traced to an outside source. The CDC is advising people who live in areas with high or substantial spread to wear face masks when they are in public indoor settings, since the discovery of vaccinated people spreading the Delta variant more easily than previous versions of the virus. Counties in the Radio on the Go broadcast area with a high spread are Hardin, Wright, Franklin, and Butler counties. Hancock County is listed under a substantial spread. Moderate spread is reported in both Cerro Gordo and Grundy counties, while low spread is reported in Floyd County. The emerald ash borer has been confirmed in five more Iowa counties in 2021, including Wright County in the Radio on the Go broadcast area. Insect samples were collected from ash trees in rural Dows earlier this year, and officials with the USDA confirmed these samples positive for EAB. The insect has now been found in 81 of Iowa's 99 counties, including Butler, Cerro Gordo, Floyd, Franklin, Grundy, Hardin, and now Wright counties in the broadcast area. Joe Herring, a district forester with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources of Iowa Falls, tells Radio on the Go News the insect is fairly saturated in the southeastern two-thirds of the state.
We do still want to prevent people from taking ash firewood or dead ash trees out of their counties as much as possible. Although there's no legal quarantine right now from one county to the next, it is legal to move firewood. We just want to really discourage that as much as we can as a good practice. So if you have dead ash trees and your firewood cutter, try to just keep it right there in the same town or the same county, if at all possible, so you don't spread it to any other areas.
Herring says the DNR is encouraging the public to stay ahead of the problem and remove and replace infected trees.
You don't want to wait until it's totally dead before you take action to remove it, because they become dangerous and brittle pretty quick. So the other efforts that we're trying to do from the DNR standpoint is encourage people to keep planting trees. It's really just as simple as that, because it's like a human population. You know, to sustain ourselves, we just have to keep replacing and regenerating, and that's the same with trees. There's always things out there that will kill trees, diseases, pests, storms, derechos. The sustainable long-term solution is just adding new trees and diversifying our tree population as much as we can, so we don't have any major pests impacting just a single species.
The emerald ash borer was first discovered in Iowa back in 2010 near the town of New Albany. Thursday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a proclamation that eases transport rules for crews and drivers hauling motor fuels. The proclamation temporarily suspends regulatory provisions of Iowa law pertaining to hours of service for crews and drivers hauling motor fuels, including gasoline, diesel number 1, diesel number 2, ethanol, and biodiesel. The proclamation also temporarily suspends provisions of Iowa law pertaining to the movement of oversized and overweight loads of fuel, increased demand, along with above-average wait times at petroleum product terminals, have created challenges to timely access of these fuels. The proclamation expires on August 28th at 11:59 p.m. Thursday afternoon, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 47-year-old Rebecca Helt of Iowa Falls, who was wanted on a Franklin County warrant for failing to appear from the original charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Helt was later released from custody. This week, the Hardin County Board of Supervisors approved a request from the County Wellness Committee for immunization funding totaling $4,520. An immunization clinic will be held on October 12th for county personnel and will feature vaccines for the flu, hepatitis, and pneumonia. In other business, the Hardin supervisors approved a 28E agreement with Franklin County concerning their environmental health departments and canceled the August 11th board meeting. The Cerro Gordo County Community Foundation held its 2021 Grant Awards celebration at the Ventura Community Center on Wednesday, announcing the distribution of over $100,000 in grants to 30 projects of organizations serving Cerro Gordo County. Among those receiving grants include the City of Doherty Fire Department, which received $6,665 for a bunker gear upgrade. The City of Swaledale's Fire Department received $5,000 for an equipment brush truck. The Missouri Fire and Rescue Foundation received $5,300 for turnout gear, and the Rockwell Swaledale Emergency Medical Team received $3,000 for pager replacement. Decisions on grant awards are determined by a local committee which consists of volunteers from Cerro Gordo County. A bridge replacement project along Mallard Avenue near Bradford will begin on Monday. The bridge is located between 80th and 90th Streets northwest of Bradford. Construction on the bridge is expected to last into November of this year. More than half of Iowa farmland is rented, and the percentage of farmland rented has increased over time due to the changing demographics of farmland owners. Iowa farmland cash rental rates generally increased slightly this past year. Farmland values have also increased. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach in Franklin County is hosting a farmland leasing meeting on Tuesday, August 17th at 7 p.m. to address questions that landowners, tenants, or other interested individuals have about farmland leasing. This meeting will be held at the Youth for Christ building in Hampton and will last about 2.5 hours. There is no cost to attend the meeting, and pre-registration is not required. Bristol Fun Days 2021 are tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow, the parade is scheduled to begin at 9:30 a.m., followed by kids' games from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and a street dance by the group Wild Card from 8 p.m. to midnight. Sunday will feature antique tractor pickup pulls beginning at 1 p.m. For more information, go to Bristol Days 2021 page on Facebook. And in state news this evening, officials with the Iowa State Fair say that with only 2 weeks to go before the 2021 fair kicks off, they're still looking to fill fair job openings. Television station WHO 13 reports that the fair still has openings in admissions, carnival rides, maintenance, and parking, among other positions. The jobs would cover all 11 days of the fair and pay at least $10 per hour. Applicants need no previous experience, and some jobs are open to those as young as 14. Fair staff also have free access to the fair and free parking. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she is requesting to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. Reynolds and 11 other Republican governors signed onto a legal brief file. The file urges the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn previous abortion rulings, including Roe v. Wade, and instead allow states to enact legislation. In 2018, Reynolds signed a law which would have banned most abortions after the detection of a fetal heartbeat. A judge later struck it down. For Radio On the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.